Across Russia today, there were military parades to mark the anniversary of Victory Day in World War II. In Moscow, thousands of soldiers marched in the rain to celebrate the day that Nazis were defeated in Europe. May 9th is a hugely important holiday in the countries that made up the Soviet Union. It commemorates a collective trauma, the end to 4 years of horrific struggle to drive out the German invaders. Some statistics may help you get a handle on this. Just over 400,000 Americans died in World War II. Soviet losses range from 20 to 27 million people.
We know there's a lot of unburied bodies to this day in places like Belarus and Russia and Ukraine.
That's writer Natalia Antonova. She was born in the Soviet Union and grew up there before moving to the U.S. She's since moved back and forth, but now lives in Washington, D.C.
In fact, my father used to tell me these stories about how he, as a child, would play in the woods by his mother's dacha, which is a summer house a lot of Soviet people had. And, you know, as a kid in the 60s, you could stumble on remains that were left unburied that no one even found because there were so many dead. Just the sheer number of bones. People are still finding them to this day all over this part of the world.
Every family in Russia and what was then the Soviet Union, I think, has a World War II connection. What family stories did you hear growing up?
Well, my grandfather fought in the Battle for Moscow. He defended Moscow. It was really funny because my grandfather, this is my mom's dad, fought in a particular division. And then my great-grandfather, who was Ukrainian, who was on my dad's side, fought in the same division. And I don't think any of these men could have imagined that eventually, you know, this guy's grandson and this guy's daughter would meet and fall in love. But this would happen in my family, for example. And my grandfather had a really cool military career after the fact and was a very well-respected, you know, celebrated man, I guess, in some ways. But he never liked to talk about the war. And I think it's true for a lot of the men from that generation. I think that it was not like a dinner time conversation topic at all.
I know you were born and you lived in Ukraine till you were nine. How is the war remembered when you were growing up?
Well, I think that when I was a child, I think people were closer to it in time then. You know, I'm pretty old at this point, I guess. I'm in my mid-30s. So I was definitely part of that generation that had this connection to the war that I think was very sad in a way. And while we obviously celebrated the victory and we performed the rituals of victory. I mean, I was taught from an early age that it was a horrifying thing and that, there wasn't that sense of triumphalism that I think in particular exists in Russia today. But in Russia, you know, when I moved to Russia as an adult, as a journalist to go work there, I saw like a different trend, I guess, or a different political current that really, I don't know, I'm not going to say that they necessarily took away the tragic aspect of the war, but I do think that the current government in Russia has sort of co-opted that narrative and co-opted the experience of all these millions of people and what they went through because, well, I guess now, in a way that it wasn't in the Soviet Union, the memories of World War II in Russia serve as a kind of a way for social cohesion to still exist in this country. It's a very atomized society in many ways. People don't know their neighbors. People don't trust their government. But every year, May 9th, they can come together and remember the past. And I think that the Kremlin really does use it in a way that the Soviets, I think, did not. And people will probably disagree with me on this, but I really do see it that way, having experienced those two very different, I think, traditions of mourning and or celebrating the victory.
What is Putin's particular approach to May 9th? What does he kind of graft onto it?
They make it all about the pageantry, obviously, and you have to have a lot of pageantry associated with this particular day. And there's a lot of emphasis on military hardware. And there's a lot of emphasis on the fact that Russia can defend itself. And in a way, I think that Putin is really playing up to the collective post-traumatic stress that Russia and in general the post-Soviet world still has left over from the horrors of the 20th century. So not just the war, but also the terror and so on. I mean, it's my personal theory that I've been carrying around with me for years now. I think that our society, well, that particular society, which I am also part of in some ways, I think that it does have this collective PTSD. And I think the Russian government really plays it up.
Journalist and writer Natalia Antonova, she's currently an editor for Bellingcat in Washington, D.C. Thanks, Natalia.
Thank you.